The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And relax your buttocks. Let go of any tension in your thighs and hamstrings. Relax your knees. Relax your shins and your calves. Relax your ankles. The tops of your feet. The bottoms of your feet. And relax your toes. And see now if you can relax the whole body. All the muscles supporting the skeletal structure. See if you can let all the muscles in your whole body relax. And then I often find it helpful to also go inside the body, to the core of the body, and relax there as well. So see if you can relax behind your eyes, relax inside your throat, relax your heart and lungs. Relax your stomach, your intestines, all the organs inside your abdominal cavity. From whatever sense of relaxation you have, just allow yourself to notice that you are already breathing. There's no need to change how you're breathing. Just notice that the breath is coming in and going out. You may feel the breath coming and going in your nostrils, inside your mouth or in your throat. Or you might notice the expansion and contraction of the rib cage. Or the movement of the abdomen. If there's some place in your body where your breathing is clear to you, where the physical experience of breathing is clear to you, allow your attention to rest there. And just connect with the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. If you have trouble feeling sensations, you can try one of two things. You could put your hand on your abdomen and feel the movement there. Or you can simply know, be aware of knowing that you're breathing in and knowing that you're breathing out. Usually we know we're breathing in and out, even if we may not exactly feel it consciously. So if you simply know you're breathing in when you're breathing in, and know you're breathing out when you're breathing out, that's fine. Allow your awareness of breathing to connect with the rhythm, the flow of movement, if you can feel the sensations. If the mind wanders off into thought, it's not a problem. Just notice when you notice the mind has wandered, that your awareness has returned in the knowing that your mind has wandered. And now that you are aware again, you can choose to direct your attention back to the sensations of breathing or the knowing of the breathing. See if you can allow the awareness of the breathing to support a relaxation of the body, allowing the breath to come and go in a relaxed way. So for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be offering a series on mindfulness of the body. And I find this to be a hugely important part of my own practice. It has been pretty much from the beginning of my practice, and it still is a huge way of grounding my attention. And when I first began meditation, it was kind of hard for me to even contact my bodily experience. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. I really lived up here in my head. And I think our culture places so much emphasis on what we think that that's really where our attention is. And we don't spend so much time actually paying attention to our bodies unless it like demands our attention by getting sick or getting ill in some way. So it's really a very interesting exploration to begin to pay attention to the actual felt experience of the body. When we start to do this, well, you know, when you think about it, I mean, it's kind of obvious to us that the vast majority of our information about the world comes in through five sense doors, seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, touching. And yet what we do with that information as it comes in, we don't really attend to that information in and of itself. We start thinking about it. We form concepts about it. And then we live in the world of our concepts about our experience, as opposed to really connecting with the actual experience. And very quickly, actually, the two begin to diverge, so that we're not so much connecting with what's actually going on for us. The body can kind of serve, it does serve as almost this, Gill likes to call it an antenna, that it receives all this information. It's very sensitive, very finely tuned antenna. And it actually can tell us a lot about what's going on for us, about not only what's going on outside, but what's going on inside, if we can pay attention to it. When we pay attention to our bodily experience of the world, we can start to kind of break into that typical movement of ours to move from experience to concept. And often when we move from experience to concept, We move from experience to reactivity. We move into concept and then reactivity. Or we react to things that are unpleasant, wanting to get rid of them. We react to things that are pleasant, trying to get them to us. So there's a lot of reaction that goes on in our minds that comes out based in our physical experience, but is often mediated through these ideas that we have, these concepts that we form in our minds. So as we begin to connect with our actual felt experience, we see through this process that we can start to divert or cut into this reactivity. There's such a huge link between the body and the mind. We can experience things in the body. We can have things happening to our body and then react to that, creating emotions and fear and anger, frustration because of physical experience of the body. Or we can have emotions and thoughts. The feeling of fear arises, and it in turn creates a feeling in our body. We experience something in the world. We see a car coming at us, and there's the kind of alarm feeling that goes off, you know, and then there's fear. And that fear itself has a physical impact on our body. So there's kind of a link. It goes both directions, that the body impacts the mind and the mind impacts the body. So beginning to pay attention to the body also begins to illuminate this connection between the two. And in illuminating that connection, we start to tease apart the optional reactivity that we have. And we can start to tease apart the formation of all these worlds that we live in. We start living in the actual world, the real world, where our experience is. In his instructions on mindfulness, the Buddha started with mindfulness of the body. It was his first in the Satipatthana Sutta, the sutta on the four foundations of mindfulness. The first foundation that he talks about is the body. And when I think about why this might be, I come up with a few reasons. One of them is that the body is the most obvious experience that we have. We can actually all connect with it. We may not easily connect with it because we so often live in our worlds of thoughts. I mean, even just think about your hand, for instance. The hand is a concept. What really is the hand? What's your experience of hand? Tingling, coolness, pressure, vibration. Hand is overlaid on top of that. The concept of hand is overlaid on top of that. So often when we think about paying attention to the body, we think, oh, pay attention to hand. But that's a concept. So beginning to actually go under the concepts to pay attention to the actual physical felt experience, the lived experience of the body. So the body experiences can be obvious once we recognize them. I mean, once we start to recognize that our body is this like energy field of flowing sensations and pressure and cool and heat, it's hard to ignore. So it's a good place to begin to ground our attention in something that's pretty obvious once it's called to our attention. The other piece of it is that in grounding attention in the body, as we start to do that, we see that as we pay attention to the body, we start to see that the mind kind of leaps off of it and starts reacting. Oh, there's an unpleasant experience in my knee. Better move. Or there's an unpleasant sound going on. Maybe I'll get up and shut the door. So there's a lot of reactivity that goes on. And we start to see that if we pay attention just to the experience of the body itself, we can begin to cut into a lot of that reactivity. And that reactivity to experience is the vast majority of why we are unhappy in our lives, why we suffer. We may not be unhappy all the time, but there are times when everybody feels like things just aren't right. Things are not the way they're supposed to be. And when you're feeling that way, there's some kind of reaction happening in your mind. And this practice of paying attention to the body can help us to learn about that reactivity, which ultimately allows us to begin to deconstruct it, and it will let go. So the body is a very obvious phenomenon. This is one reason why I think it's the first place the Buddha points our attention in his instructions on mindfulness. It really serves, especially early in our practice, it really serves as a grounding for helping us become familiar with what it means to be aware. We can be aware of our body and know what our body is doing. And it is a training in itself for what is it like to be aware. Paying attention to the body also, as I've been kind of intimating, it teaches us about our minds. As we pay attention to the body, we learn about our minds. We learn about how it reacts and how it can settle itself. And when we bring our attention to the body and keep coming back to the body, as I was suggesting, you keep coming back to the sensations of breathing in the guided meditation, it begins to calm us down. That reactivity, that kind of active, agitated quality of the mind that's going and trying to figure out what we're going to do tomorrow and what we should have said to that person yesterday, all of that begins to kind of settle down. And we find that when the mind gets a little bit quieter and collects around the experience of the body, it feels good. It calms us down. So during these 4 weeks, I'm going to approach the discussion of mindfulness of the body from several different angles. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit more about relaxation, which we did a little bit of in the guided meditation. But I'm going to talk about relaxing and paying attention to the breath and calming ourselves through paying attention to the breath. The breath, the sensations of breath are part of the body. And it was the first. Paying attention to the breathing is the first instruction the Buddha gives in the whole section on paying attention to the body. So paying attention to the breathing is, again, where the Buddha started us. And it's an excellent place to begin. So we're going to start with that tonight. And next week, since we're doing, it actually works really well with the way the structure of what the Buddha taught, what he taught. The next few sections of the teaching on mindfulness of the body are around paying attention to the body in daily life. And next week, being the householder retreat and working with the daily life, I'm going to talk about paying attention to the body in our daily life. So that will be the emphasis next week. The following week, we'll talk a little bit more about exploring other sensations of the body, some of the sensations I mentioned a little while ago, the pressure, the tingling, the vibration, just the whole felt sense of the body. We'll start exploring that the following week in a little more detail. So opening up from the attention to the breath to all experience of the body, including seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And then the fourth week, I'll talk about, and we'll explore a little bit about grounding our attention in the body when there are strong emotions or thoughts happening. Again, this really, really points to the connection between mind and body. Because when there's a lot of thinking going on, there's usually something going on in the body that reflects that. Either the bodily experience is producing the thought, or the thoughts, the excessive thoughts, are producing some kind of tension or contraction or holding in the body. Likewise with emotions. So we'll explore how to ground our attention or awareness into the body when there's a lot of emotions and thoughts going on. And throughout the entire time, I'm going to be referring back to what the Buddha said in this discussion on mindfulness of the body. So something that is not in the Buddha's instructions explicitly, but is something that many teachers have pointed me to and I have found to be huge in my practice, is relaxation. I find relaxation of the body and the mind to be the ground from which meditation can really flow. So relaxation is a great support for meditation. So I started the guided meditation by encouraging you to relax the body, to just scan through the body and relax all the different parts of the body. So this kind of systematic relaxation is really helpful. It can be really helpful. And you might play with it in your own meditation at times when you're not here. Play with doing that kind of systematic relaxation yourself. Allow yourself to take 10 or 15 minutes to do that at the beginning of your sitting. Turning your attention to a particular place of the body, seeing if you can relax it. And noticing the change, noticing any release or shifting of the body in that relaxation. Relaxing the body supports a relaxation of the mind. The two really go together. And a relaxed mind is essential to meditation. Now, by relaxed mind, I mean a mind that's not tumbling forward, trying to accomplish something, or resisting what's going on. Just open, accepting of what is going on in the present moment. Now that's a tall order. It's a tall order. And it is, in a sense, it's the goal of the meditation. But at the same time, we can encourage our minds to relax as much as possible. I find it helpful to even just at the beginning of my sitting, to just remind myself, relax, relax the body, relax the mind. There's an interesting way to explore relaxing both the body and the mind that I found helpful for myself. And I'm going to suggest it to you to play with. It may or may not work. It doesn't always work for me. But when it does, it's very interesting. And that is using a kind of an inclining the mind to relax. It's even using a phrase. I use a phrase, and there's a certain name for the phrase. It's called using a resolve. So I might say, may the hands relax. May the shoulders relax. May the head relax. Not trying to do the relaxation, but simply like dropping that idea of relaxing a particular part of the body, like you're dropping a pebble into a pond. Even just saying that to yourself. Well, let's try it for a minute. Just say to yourself, may the head relax. to yourself. May your shoulders relax. May my shoulders relax. May my arms relax. May my hands relax. And not necessarily trying to do the relaxation. So I don't know if any of you noticed anything happening there. But it's a very powerful way to use thought in a skillful manner. That we can use a thought like that. May the body relax. And sometimes if the mind is open to it, it's like in that space, the mind and body will do that thing. It will relax. Without your consciously having to do it. I find that to be a very, very helpful way, particularly when I'm getting a little bit energetic around relaxing, you know. May the hands relax. May the knees relax. Tensing up around trying to relax. Taking a step back and just allowing the body to relax itself by simply, almost like asking it to. It's just like you're asking your body to do something and then letting it do it. So you might play with that and see what happens. As I said, it doesn't always work. The mind has to be kind of receptive to it in order for it to work. And sometimes it works for me and sometimes it doesn't. So you might just play with it at various times and see what happens. So I really strongly encourage you to start your meditation with a period of relaxation. When the body and mind are relaxed, it's much easier to pay attention. In fact, when the mind and body are relaxed, often there's kind of a natural awareness that just comes. And in that natural awareness, you can just simply begin to pay attention to your breathing or other experience in your body. As you get more comfortable in the meditation, you don't need to spend as much time relaxing as at the beginning. You can even just begin then your sittings with, may the body relax or relax the body. Let go of any striving or doing or resistance or leaning in the mind. Relax the body, relax the mind. And that might be enough for you. So relaxation. And I'll keep coming back to that piece probably over and over again. Because it is, I think, the single most important ground for our meditation. So in transitioning from relaxing to focusing on the breathing, what the kind of attention that we're bringing or hoping to bring to the breathing is a very relaxed attention. So it's not, I think when we think of focusing, we often think of narrowing and kind of a burrowing into. But there, so you know, I think, as I did at least, in my early days of meditation, you know, I was told to pay attention to the breath, and it's like I blocked everything else out and was like trying to just pay attention to a quarter-sized thing right here, you know. It's like it was really very narrow and restricted. And it was pretty tight. It was like I was trying to not only pay attention to that thing, but simultaneously block out everything else. And that's not so helpful. So allowing it to be much more relaxed, allowing the focus to be more relaxed, it's fine to take in the whole body and pay attention to the breath in one particular place. We don't have to try to shut out other things.
we can kind of look at it. Sometimes we think about a foreground and background of experience, that we allow a particular experience to be kind of the focus, the main thing we're attending to, but at the same time allowing everything else to just come and go. And so it's in the background, and not having to kind of try to cut it out, just bringing our attention a little bit more gently to the breath, wherever we pay attention to it. So this quality of a relaxed attention is something that we have to explore for ourselves. And as we pay attention to various things in our experience, I'll be reminding you about a relaxed attention. And it's kind of where the art of meditation is, this relaxed quality of paying attention. If you're finding that you're not relaxed in your paying attention, you might just let go a little bit and see if you can relax a little bit more, allowing the body to relax again, allowing the mind to relax again. Really, you know, if you find yourself tensing up as you meditate, see if you can just let yourself relax a little bit. There's different ways people find, and I've found different ways of going into this relaxed attention. Sometimes I find it helpful to, especially around the breath. So if we're thinking about bringing a relaxed attention to the breath, or relaxing around paying attention to the breath, some people find it helpful to start with the breath and see if they can find a way to make the breath feel relaxed. That's one way to relax in the breathing. So it's okay to kind of even adjust the breathing a little bit. If sometimes when we pay attention to the breathing, it kind of tightens up and gets a little tense. So see if you can find a breath, a way to breathe that feels relaxed. And that will support the relaxation of the mind. So that's one way, and I found that to be very helpful. Sometimes people find it helpful instead to simply see if they can relax with the breath as it is. You know, the breath has got a particular quality to it, and see if that can become a relaxed breath itself, or if the mind can begin to relax around that experience as it is. And other times, and I've done that as well, sometimes I've started with the trying to adjust the breath and make it feel relaxed and run into a wall. It's like, I can't find a way to make the breath relaxed. So it's like, okay, well, how is the breath? Let me see if I can be relaxed with that. And that takes an adjustment of the mind. That's a kind of a beginning to just stop fighting how the breath feels and relaxing the mind around it. It's the beginning of cultivation of equanimity, balance of mind around whatever is happening. So that's another way that I have worked with it. And still another way, and this may make sense to some of you, and it may be completely Greek to some of you, is to allow the mind to relax and then to notice how the breathing is once the mind is relaxed. And that I find also very helpful at particular times in my meditation. When it really seems like it's the agitation in the mind that needs to relax and settle first. And sometimes it's just like, okay, well, I'm just going to be with this agitation of mind for a while, not trying to fight that and pay attention to the breath, just allowing myself to be with what's going on, just this feeling of agitation. And eventually the mind kind of relaxes into that. And then at some point the breath appears. And at that point, the mind is already relaxed because it's let go of the struggle, and the breath becomes relaxed because the mind is relaxed. Again, there's this very tight connection between the two. So you can approach it from either side. You can approach this relaxed awareness of the breathing either from the side of the breathing and seeing if you can massage the breathing to feel relaxed. And once you've done that, the mind will naturally begin to relax. Or you can start from the side of relaxing the mind, if that makes sense to you. And if it doesn't, don't worry about it. Just work with the body to start with. And once the mind is relaxed, often the breath will be relaxed within that relaxed mind. So playing with it, there's no right way to find this relaxed focus. And it's not that kind of narrow focus. It's kind of a broader focus. So we really just have to experiment with it. Some people, some people's minds are all different. Some people find it more natural to do one particular practice, and others find it natural to do another. So just explore what works for you. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the actual practice of mindfulness of breathing. And there's in this, the Buddha's description, he gives four instructions on mindfulness of breathing. Once he says, once you've sat down and begun paying attention to your breathing, knowing that you're breathing in, knowing that you're breathing out, that's where it begins. He says, breathing in, ever mindful he breathes in, ever mindful she breathes out. And then the instructions begin. Breathing in long, he understands, I breathe in long. Breathing out long, he understands, I breathe out long. Breathing in short, she understands, I breathe in short. Breathing out short, she understands, I breathe out short. So that's the first two pieces. It's just connecting with and knowing whether the breath is a long breath or a short breath. Now, along with this, we can pay attention also to whether the breath is comfortable. And one of my teachers I practiced mindfulness of breathing with in a retreat recently, Tanisaro Bhikkhu, he suggests that making the breath comfortable by adjusting whether the breath is long or short. So that's one way you can play with making the breath comfortable. If you find yourself kind of breathing shallow at first, you might try some longer breaths. So just playing with that piece of it can help to make the breathing comfortable. And you can use, I mentioned the resolves a minute ago about relaxing. I found in this experimentation around making the breath comfortable, using resolves there was very helpful as well. So rather than intentionally changing the breath, intentionally saying, okay, well, I'm breathing in kind of shallow, so I'm going to try breathing in and out long, doing that kind of intentionally, instead saying to myself, may the breath become comfortable, and just seeing what happens to the breath after that point. It's quite amazing to me. When the mind is receptive to that, the breath automatically will become, it will shift, it will start to change. And then you may notice that it's become longer or deeper or smoother. So starting to pay attention to the quality of the breath, that's this first instruction. And the tracking, I find the tracking of long and short to be very interesting and very helpful. First of all, it helps to keep you present for the whole breath. If you're paying attention, is this a long breath or is it a short breath? And it also points us to how the breath changes as the mind settles down and relaxes. We've got this idea, I think a lot of us have this idea that a relaxed breath is a long, slow breath. That's I think, what we mostly think about when we think about a relaxed breath, a long, slow breath. And that may be true in our daily state of mind, in our normal consciousness, that we tend to get, that gets a little short and shallow when we're a little bit tense. But as we start to relax in meditation, the breath becomes shorter. And we can, I think, mess ourselves up, because as we start to settle down and the breath becomes shorter, we can have this idea that we're not relaxed because the breath is short. And it's actually the opposite. We're actually settling down. The mind is getting more relaxed and settled, and it doesn't need as much oxygen. And the breath becomes shorter. The breath actually can get very, very fine and short as the mind relaxes in meditation. And I believe that's why he put it in this order. Breathing in long, he knows he breathes in. I breathe in long. Breathing in short, I know I breathe in short. Because that's the direction the breath tends to go as we relax. But it's important to just, you know, allowing the breath to become comfortable in whatever state you're in at the moment. Trying to force yourself to have a short breath because you want to become concentrated, that doesn't work so well. So finding the breath that feels comfortable for you in the moment, that will support the relaxation and settling of the mind. The next part is, I shall breathe in experiencing the whole body. I shall breathe out experiencing the whole body. Now, there's different interpretations of what this means, whole body. Some people say it means the whole body of the breath, meaning that the meditator recognizes the breathing from the beginning through the middle to the end of the in-breath, and then the beginning through the middle to the end of the out-breath. That's what the commentaries say this means. But there's some dispute over that by people who have looked through the Pali Canon, and people who point out that say, well, in the previous sentence, he's saying to pay attention to whether it's long or short, and you have to have paid attention to the whole breath in order to know whether it's long or short. So what is this adding? What piece is this adding? And Tan Jeff has explored the language of this, and he believes that it's actually pointing to kind of becoming more global with the experience of the awareness of the whole body, the physical body, and that you can actually feel, in a sense, the breath coming and going in the whole body. So opening yourself up to a kind of a very broad awareness of the body. Now, there's also an interesting piece here in that in the instructions it goes from breathing in long, he knows I breathe in long. Breathing out long, he knows I breathe out long. Breathing in short, he knows I breathe in short. Breathing out short, he knows I breathe out short. This next piece says, the language shifts a little bit, and it says, he trains thus, I shall breathe in experiencing the whole body, which indicates a little bit of intentionality to the practice, whereas the first two parts are more just looking at the experience of breathing as it is. Finding that comfortable breath and just noticing, are the breaths long or short? Whereas this part begins to, we begin to actually expand and try to do something. So experiencing the whole body while breathing. Now, one way that I've learned how to do this is to put my attention in one place in the body. And we're going to get to do this in a minute. I'm going to do a little guided meditation. Putting attention in one place in the body and then seeing, it's like a candle in the middle of a room. The candle lights up the whole room, but you can pay attention to the candle and still kind of be aware of other things in the room. And so it's kind of like that, putting your attention at one place, either in the nostrils, the throat, the sternum, the abdomen, and at the same time, allowing yourself to be aware of the whole body. And we'll do that in just a moment. And the last part of this, the fourth part, is she trains thus. I'll breathe in tranquilizing the bodily formation. I'll breathe out tranquilizing the bodily formation. So again, this is a training, an inclining the mind towards calming. And that's the last piece, to calm down the body, to calm down the mind through this practice of paying attention to the breathing. So I'd like to do, I'll try to make it about 10 minutes of a guided meditation around this, exploring this, and then leave about 5 minutes for a little bit of discussion at the end. I'd hope to have a little more time, but so allowing yourself to get into a posture that's comfortable and relaxed. We won't do the relaxed body scan this time. Instead, we'll use the attending to the breathing in various parts of the body as a way to relax the body. I may ask, I'm going to ask you to do some things that sound a little strange, but just go with it as we do this. So allow yourself to relax. Take a couple of just deep breaths to settle yourself. And gently close your eyes. And we're going to do an exploration of how the breath impacts the body in various places. So starting by putting your attention at your abdomen or your navel. And see if you can locate that spot in your awareness. And notice the sensations in that spot that are related to breathing. And see if you can find a way to breathe in that spot, to pay attention in that spot that relaxes that part of the body, makes it comfortable. You can play with long, short. You can try that resolve I suggested of may the breath become comfortable in that spot. May the breath become comfortable at the abdomen and see what happens. And now moving your attention up to the sternum, locating the spot at the sternum right above the heart, seeing if you can feel any sensations there related to the breathing. And again, seeing if you can allow the breathing to support a relaxation in that area. In a sense, the point of the attention to the breathing is to become comfortable, to become relaxed. And bringing your attention to your throat. And doing the same thing, finding the throat in your awareness, breathing in a way that allows that area to be relaxed, and seeing if the awareness itself can be relaxed. And now see if you can bring your attention into the middle of your head. And very, very gently see if you can think of the breath coming in all sides of your head, not just in through your nostrils, but in and out the top of your head, the ears, the back of the head,
And again, relaxing, seeing if you can find a way to have the breath relax the head. And now putting your attention in your spine, along your spine. Just locate that part of your body and notice if there's any experience or sensation in that part of the body that relates to the breathing in and breathing out. Any energetic experience or movement. And again, see if you can find a way to breathe that allows that part of the body to relax. If you like, you can even think about the air coming in and out of your back, almost an image of breathing through that area, if that works for you. And putting your attention now into your arms. Locating your arms. And seeing if there's any experience there that relates to the breathing. Again, maybe a little bit of movement or perhaps some vibration that seems somehow connected to the breathing. And you can imagine perhaps breathing through that area and focusing perhaps a little on your hands and fingers. Seeing if you can find a breathing that supports relaxation of the arms. Now I'd like to suggest that you settle the attention wherever the breath is most comfortable for you. It's probably the abdomen or the sternum or perhaps the throat or the nostrils. Wherever it's most comfortable to you, just allow your attention to settle there. Notice the sensations. And again, see if you can find a way to breathe or pay attention to the breathing that allows the body to feel comfortable. But as you put your attention there, see also if you can allow the attention to take in the whole body. So every place we touched before, not just where you're paying attention, but the whole torso and the head. So that was a pretty abbreviated version of that guided meditation, but I'm curious what you experienced or if you have any comments about that. And the microphone will go around if you would speak into the mic.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I wanted to comment on the lecture. I've been absent for quite a while. I've been really involved in a mindfulness process of, from the neck up, of the thoughts, a class called The Work by Byron Katie for the last year and a half. And done a real great job of that, and very grateful to have returned now while you're doing this process. I've had a lot of shifts in the last year and a half physically. I'm midlife, and I've got a lot of hormonal energetic shifts. And I just through your lecture, I've been realizing how much resistance that I've been putting on that those shifts, wanting things as they were, a little frantic about the changes instead of, in my practice, just noticing, oh, you know, that this is happening. I'm feeling differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really grateful to have returned at a time where you're here and you're talking about the body, because that feels really appropriate for me to kind of get the two reconnected again.
That sounds very appropriate at this time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm curious, were any of you able to experience a sense of breathing in other parts of your body that you might not think you could experience the breathing? No one. No? Okay.
I felt like I was able to move around where my breath was coming from pretty successfully. But one thing that I found that was a little distracting is, you know, maybe just because we've been sitting for so long or something, you know, my spine and my back is getting very tired, and I found that constantly kind of at war with it. So, like, other parts of my body could relax, but then my spine was, like, tired trying to hold myself up.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. And, you know, there's a way, it's possible that your posture could be adjusted a little bit. Because there's a way to sit where the bones just stack and you don't have to use too much muscles to keep it up. So you might, I could talk to you a little bit about that and maybe find a way to help you relax your back a little bit. But yeah, I mean, sometimes too, you can even, I find if there's a certain part of my body that's getting tense through, the posture, that if I think about breathing through that area, there's a little bit of motion that can help to relax it. So yeah, I mean, you will end up with some of that, tension from the posture itself, but, just keep playing with it and allowing as much else to relax as you can. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Peter. I had a different phenomenon come up when you were particularly talking about arms and hands. And I don't know whether it was making some sort of connection, but out of nowhere, my hands were feeling grateful to the breath. They were saying, thank you.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Uh-huh.
The other parts were saying thank you to the breath for making them able to work and be happy and be part of a connection.
Uh-huh. So was it a sense of a feeling of a connected experience in the body?
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm. That the breath was very relaxed, that when you drew attention to other parts of my body, they were acknowledging the breath as important uh-huh. to them and just saying uh-huh. thank you for being as you are and doing what you need to do
uh-huh. yeah.
for me to be okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's kind of the beginning, I think, of that feeling of being able to incorporate the whole body into the breath. I mean, there is actually, I find, it's a subtle experience, but I wanted to point to it, that, you know, in paying attention to the breath, there's like this subtle vibration. I mean, I think that as we breathe in, you know, what happens physically is that it puts oxygen into the blood, and that goes throughout the body. And there's this energetic experience throughout the body that responds as we breathe. So it's not the physical in-out that we're talking about here. It's a much more energetic experience of this whole body breathing experience.
I'll just finish by saying that I have noticed at other times in meditation where that happens between different other parts of the body.
Uh-huh, yes.
That the feet may say thank you to something else. or the hands may, you know, the head may say thank you. If I'm walking, for example, and
yes.
going somewhere,
uh-huh.
I may just have this feeling of thank you, feet, for doing a nice job of this.
Yes, thank you. Oh, and we need to stop.
because it's a little after 9. So thank you for your attention and your willingness to explore the body and breath in this kind of unusual way. If it's interesting to you, play with it a little bit. And next week we'll talk about working with the body in our daily life. So, thank you.